The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Wake up, up, up.
Good morning, Vietnam!
Rise and shining. Wakey, waking.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning to you.
And you.
And you.
Robert Scott Bell. You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
The FDA is about to get a lot more muscle.
More money and more power.
Sweeping new powers.
The most sweeping overhaul of the nation's food safety laws since the 1930s.
Robert Scott Bell.
If you like the efficiency of the post office, the competence of FEMA, and the compassion of the IRS, we will love the nationalized health care bill.
Robert Scott Bell.
The British Medical Journal accused a researcher, Andrew Wakefield, of outright fraud.
People need to look at the details and not look at the headlines.
This is like Salem, the visceral response that they're trying to whip up in the public to try and crush this dissent.
Enough is enough.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Incredible news breaking out of Wisconsin. Remember that story last month about that judge who basically said, you don't have a fundamental right to have a cow or to do anything with it, to drink the milk, to give the milk away, to buy the milk, to sell the milk. Remember that? Well, he ruled on it in September, early September. By the end of September, he was gone. And you're thinking, wow, Robert, that's good news. What do you mean he was gone? Well, not because the people threw him out or hung him by his toenails, but because he just decided, I've had enough of the bench. I've done my thing. I'm leaving. Well, Robert, where'd he go? Well, I'm glad you asked that question. Where did he go? He went to a law firm that defends Monsanto. This guy is a piece of work. Former, I'm going to try and be calm about this. I apologize. I'm just high, you know, just from Judge Patrick J. Fiedler. He now works for Axley Brindleson LLP, which defended Monsanto against a patent infringement case filed by an Australian firm, Genetic Technologies, back in early 2010. Now, this is stunning information. It shouldn't be, but it is. Because the judges are supposed to be, well, no conflicts of interest. I mean, you can expect that from an FDA agent or an EPA agent or a Department of Agriculture agent. Remember the revolving door between big pharma and big government and big regulation, all of these things. Very chronic and constant on the federal level. Well, it works that way on the state level, the dairy state especially, where Monsanto holds patent on a lot of things used in big agribusiness chemical factory dairy farms. And this is the guy, former judge now, Patrick J. Fiedler, who said, you do not have, oh, let me read this. I probably could do this a bunch of times and you'd be still shocked to hear about it. I mean, he says, you don't have a fundamental right to own and use a dairy cow or a dairy herd. You do not have a fundamental right to consume the milk from their cow, their own cow. You do not have a fundamental right to board your cow at a farm or a farmer. You don't have a fundamental right to produce and consume the foods of your choice. You can't even enter into private contracts without state police power intervention. I mean, basically overturned the entire Constitution, not just of Wisconsin, but the federal one as well, by saying that. You're thinking, was this guy on crack? What was he doing? Well, again, it turns out he may have been on the payroll of Monsanto, or he knew he was about to be. If he delivered this order in, he was going to get a cushy job with a law firm that gets big bucks from Monsanto. These are the crimes against humanity. People that would sell their own soul, sell their own children out for a few dollars, for prestige, for a yacht or a house on the beach. This is the kind of human behavior that is disgusting, but it happens every day, as exemplified by the Democrats in California with AB 499 and everything else we've discussed since that passage and Governor Moonbeam Brown signed it into law. that says, hey, you're a 12-year-old girl. Come on in here to the doctor's office. Sure, we don't have any pressure, but you can get the shot. Shh, don't tell your mom and dad. You don't need, they don't need to know. And this is the kind, these are the kind of people that sell their children out. This GTL, by the way, Genetic Technologies Limited, it had sued Monsanto. They had sued several biotechnology firms, a medical lab, and a crime lab that had used their patented methods for analyzing DNA sequences. And though a federal case, the district court which heard the matter sits in Dane County, Wisconsin, where Fiedler served as a state judge. Isn't that interesting? Isn't that interesting? I wonder how he ruled in this case. Well, let's find out. In that case, the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office upheld Genetic Technologies' patent for non-coding DNA technologies, giving more firepower to the Australian company's patent infringement suit against Monsanto. Huh, interesting. In another link, Myriad Genetics, which holds the exclusive U.S. patent on human genes, BRCA1 and BRCA2, granted the license to GTL in 2002, and these human genes, guess what, associated with breast and ovarian cancer. Boy, how deep does the rabbit hole go? In 2009, the ACLU and the Public Patent Foundation filed a lawsuit against the PTO, Myriad Genetics, and principals at the University of Utah Research Foundation, charging that patents on genes are unconstitutional and invalid. I would argue the same. The suit also charged that such patents stifle diagnostic testing and research that could lead to cures, and that they limit women's options regarding their medical care. I would dispute the cure thing, but hey, I'll give them the limitations, certainly. In an absurd ruling this year, according to the article, I've got it linked up at the blog at robertscadbell.com, the Second Circuit Appellate Court allowed the patent on these human genes, even though the DNA sequence occurs in nature. Oh my gosh, people, you know, these judges are on crack. The court decided that simply because the firm had been able to extract it, it owns it. Yep. If you can dig it out of the ground, you can now patent it. Hey, look at this tree I dug up. Mildred, we can go get a patent on it. And we'll go to this Judge Fiedler and he'll say it's okay, unless Monsanto wants it, of course. Yeah. Under this thinking, all of nature can be patented if human technology allows extraction. The U.S. Patent and Trademark Office has granted thousands of patents on human genes. In fact, about 20% of our genes are now patented. Isn't that lovely? A gene patent holder has the right to prevent anyone from studying, testing, or even looking at a gene. Don't even look at my genes! You know, that takes privacy to a whole other level, except they own your privacy. As a result, scientific research and genetic testing has been delayed, limited, or even shut down due to concerns about gene patents. That's according to the ACLU. The Myriad patent is also being challenged, as I said, in Australia and the European Patent Office, according to the Genomics Law Report. But the U.S. ruling gives Myriad monopolistic control over human genes and over diagnostic testing for the DNA sequence. Listen, I know this gets very complicated and complex, but here we're talking about the patenting of life itself by these multinational corporations, and that includes Monsanto. And there's a lot of interest. Everybody's fighting for their so-called piece of the pie or to gain monopoly status. And the Department of Justice has really been very outspoken in its protection of Monsanto's interests. And if they play a game like, well, we're not really for it, we're against it, I mean, it's all playing backroom deals. Who's lobbying us best? That's who we want to support. And earlier in the year, Obama pressured the USDA to remove the buffer zone requirement for GM alfalfa. Which, what would that do? Of course, that's going to make genetic contamination of natural alfalfa a done deal. This is your Obama on GMO crack. The decision ensures the destruction of the organic meat and dairy industries because they rely on natural alfalfa feed. Now, every animal that eats alfalfa is going to be eating genetically modified alfalfa. And then there's this PubPat that also filed suit against Monsanto over the patenting of genetically modified seeds, which contaminate the natural crops. As Justice Story wrote in 1817, oh, the 19th century. Oh, that's an anachronism. It's old. It doesn't matter anymore. He says this. To be patentable, an invention must not be injurious to the well-being, good policy, or sound morals of society. They use that in the complaint. Of course, going back to that. But of course, just throw all that out the window. Oh, that's old. It's a new day. Obama says we need genetic modification to save the planet, the people, the economy. The suit also cites evidence showing harm of by Monsanto's Roundup herbicide. Ready? Roundup Ready herbicide. And that includes placental, human placental damage, lymphoma, myeloma, animal miscarriages, and other impacts on human health. And of course, it's bad enough that that would ever be approved. But it's a violation of nature and our right to own our own genes. Yet Wisconsin Judge Fiedler, who leaves to defend Monsanto, says we don't have a fundamental right to anything. Consume the foods. We can't even enter contracts without permission of government. That, of course, makes Monsanto a major player, a major fan for Patrick Fiedler. His decision rendered on September 9th, he stepped down from the bench on September 30th. Anybody going to file criminal charges up there in Wisconsin? Where are the pitchforks, right? Where are they? Who is the legal counsel who will get this outrageous, and that's an understatement, decision overturned up there on behalf of Monsanto? And you think that the government is the reason that it's all good, that everything's fine or going to be fine? We certainly know that's what Barack Obama thinks. You know, haven't you heard Barack Obama say that? I mean, you can't make it on your own.
But, you know, none of us make it on our own. You know, somebody, an outstanding entrepreneur like a Steve Jobs, somewhere along the line, he had a teacher who helped inspire him. All those great internet businesses wouldn't have succeeded unless somebody had invested in the government research that helped to create the internet. We don't succeed on our own.
Yes, the government did it for us. If it wasn't for people investing in the government research that resulted in the internet, is anybody so gullibly naive to believe that the internet wouldn't be here without Al Gore and the government? Of course, these were originally defense design plans. It's a whole other story unto itself, but this is the level of consciousness in the White House. And it wasn't much better under Bush. They talked the rhetoric. Oh, yes, we need entrepreneurship, but you wouldn't be here if it weren't for us. We created you. We're the government. We're here to help you. And when you hear that, you know the FDA isn't too far behind, and Judge Fiedler isn't too far behind in your state just to tell you, you have no right to the food that you want. And this means it's revolution time. They've declared it. It's not me. When they basically say, you have no right to food, what are you going to do? Throughout history, at that point, what is left for you? I ask you. Call me. Let me know. 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. It is the Healing Revolution Friday on the Robert Scott Bell Show. We'll be joined by Dr. Frank King, as always, from King Bio. We're going to talk more about breast cancer, the toxins that really cause it, how to get rid of them as well. Plus, I've got more updates on the GMO issues. We've got the events coming up this Sunday, the 16th, all over the nation. I hope you can be there. Liam Sheff will join me a little while. We've got, I think we're setting up an interesting interview with an ethics counselor or something related to GMOs. I don't know. I'm a little nervous about that one next hour, but we'll check it out. In the meantime, naturalnewsradio.com, enter your email address, and you'll get updated every day, of course. And robertscottbell.com is the place to check out all the great stuff, including a whole bunch of new videos up there of little old me talking about all kinds of stuff. So check it out. We'll be right back after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works. And works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
What nutrition are you missing that's leading to the four major diseases? cancer, arthritis, heart disease, and Parkinson's. There are at least 80,000 medical studies that show a lack of the protein glutathione to be linked to cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. In all, at least 68 diseases. What is the number one food by which your body is most empowered to increase its glutathione production? It is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is truly the first undamaged whey protein. All other whey protein powders are damaged by heat, chemicals, and filtration. One World Whey is the most life-giving whey protein powder ever produced. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
I want to be very clear here. Nobody wants to punish success in America. Now, the Republicans talk about class warfare. That's what our goal is, to make success available for everybody.
Did he swallow his tongue there? That was President Barack Obama. I want to be perfectly clear here. What we want to do is make success available to everybody. I ask you, how do you make success available to everybody? You get the hell out of the way. How hard is that? Get out of the way. There are people that are willing to help other people. It's kind of like that comment we went before we went to break about, well, you couldn't get here alone. We have to help you, right? If it wasn't for the people investing in government to invent the internet, then you wouldn't be here, right? Nobody would be born. No one would be alive today. No, don't think about raw milk. They didn't really drink that. That was just a computer simulation. This is the insanity of government. They've lost their mind. There's no mental construct possible to help salvage them. It's just now unplug from them. Unplug from the matrix. You can't deal with a Judge Fiedler who says you have no right to consume the food you want to consume. You have no right to contract. There's no way in. It's gone. It's over. Listen to Barack Obama one more time here, because it's so stunning where he swallows his tongue trying to figure out what he's trying to say.
I want to be very clear here. Nobody wants to punish success in America. You know, the Republicans talk about class warfare. That's our goal.
The Republicans talk about class warfare. Listen, you know me. I'm not a Republican. I'm not a Democrat here. I'm one who loves liberty, loves health, freedom. And here he is spitting out, you know, who knows what they had on his teleprompter, and he just swallowed his tongue and said, well, we just want to make success available to everybody. You can only level the playing field. Government has not done that very well at all. In fact, it's been bought and sold for by the so-called large multinationals at this point. That's why, you know, I cover the genetic modification issues, the GMO issues. The Obama administration has doubled down on Bush and its love affair with genetically modified abominations. I notice I didn't even say Obama nations because it preceded him, but he's playing it up just fine. And that's why we're all getting together all over the country over the next few days. And the marches continue with Jeffrey Smith from New York to Washington, D.C. And on the 16th, and events all over the country, you know, the rally for the right to know. I hope you're ready to learn what the biotech industry is putting in our food. We'll be talking about that Sunday on the Robert Scott Bell Show, by the way, on GCNLive.com. If you plug into RobertScottBell.com, you'll get your daily updates there as well, and we'll get you plugged in. If you ever miss a show, that's the good news. Thanks to Mike Adams and Natural News, they're all up there, hundreds of hours to download at this point, all over the place. But if you go to NaturalNewsRadio.com, you'll see previous shows. Hit that link. And then on my Sunday show, GCNLive.com, I've got a link there. They also carry, I don't know how many hundreds of hours at this point, a little less perhaps because it's only been weekly there, as I've been weekly on the air since about 99. So it goes back a little bit, but following the pattern, seeing where this has gone, no, it hasn't changed a whole lot in that time. There's no way we can, you know, climb out of this hole by digging a deeper hole. I remember Obama saying, well, the Republicans, you know, but basically drove the car into a ditch. Right. And I guess what he's planning to do is dig the ditch even deeper, so it's harder to get the car out, in the proverbial sense that he's talking. but it isn't to pick on Obama. And I know a lot of people have, you know, wanted, gone to great pains and great lengths to defend Obama. Maybe it was because of a foolish sense of pride or something like that. But I've now seen people because, well, PBS finally, somebody on PBS finally said Obama was worse than Bush. You're right, Robert. You're right. And listen, I held back on really tearing into the guy because, you know, it's not my nature just to do that for the sake of doing it. I don't know if I'm as nice as Ron Paul is because, you know, as much as he could and should tear into people, he is just the kindest man in the face of the worst treatment. I don't know if I'm that good. I mean, maybe in person on radio I can let loose. It's just the nature of the medium here. But boy, oh boy. Let me tell you, I learned this. This is something, at least in person. I don't know if these rules apply on radio, but they do in person. You ask these three questions. If you're not certain of what to do in a given situation, let's talk in terms of communication. Ask yourself these three things. Is it true? Okay. Is it true? Well, it might be true. Is it necessary? I know that's a harder one to determine. Is it necessary? And the third thing is it kind? Is it true, necessary, and kind? Now, that's part of the healing revolution, right? If we could start living up to that, first, we don't spout lies. Second, we determine, well, is it really necessary to tell someone that their dress is ugly, right? I'm just giving a crazy example. Is it kind? Certainly, it's not kind to say it, even if it's true. And you're not going to harm somebody by telling them that they look nice unless you're, you know, telling the emperor that he is in a beautiful flowing gown when he wears no clothes. That might be, well, it's not true. It might be necessary to save your life. And I suppose it's sort of kind. I don't know. Just kind of bizarre philosophizing here on the Robert Scott Bell Show today. And I was thinking about it, too, because we've got some philosophy stuff when we talk ethics, and I think the ethics of GMOs, and I think who could support this, and it looks like we may have found somebody that supports it from this thing. Well, we'll get to that next hour. This ethics group supporting or somehow defending the GMOs in these grains and cereals. But that's why, you know, I want to talk more about the breast cancer issue with Dr. Frank King. If you have not already done so, and I have it linked up in the blog notes at robertscottbell.com, there's a link to a questionnaire that you can download for free and fill out. It gives you really good insight because a lot of people say, hey, Robert, I don't have access to you 24/7. I can't ask you questions and things, and I need to know what to do. And sometimes it's as simple as like, well, there's a number of homeopathic medicines that are put together for you. And there's no downside. You're not going to suppress your symptoms. You're not going to corrupt your body. You can help your body along the way with homeopathy in that way. And so there's a self-assessment guide where you can help to determine what remedies might be good to help me. So, you know, another part of the healing revolution is bringing the power to heal, of course, back to you in simpler, ever simpler and simpler ways. Now, I know that many of you know me through the show, maybe only through the show. You know, how do you know anybody that's in media except through their shows, right? But obviously, there's a whole other life beyond the shows. What do I do with my time? You know, some people wonder, what do you eat? What do you do? But a lot of times, I'm talking to people kind of anonymously most of the time. You know, they don't know necessarily who I am in this regard. And I'll talk to them about health issues and problems. I mean, you know, I established a healing ministry many years ago to, you know, because I was called to serve in this way. And maybe you were called to serve in a different way. I mean, I'm not equating good or better or bad. I'm just saying, telling you my story. And I recognize that in this country, if you do what I do, if you can help people to get well without sanctioned and approval and permission of government, they treat you as a criminal. And to me, this is a spiritual thing. Some might say religious, but I don't mean denominational 501c3. I ask permission of government to have a ministry. The Declaration of Independence, declaring your mission in life. And this is my mission, a big part of it. And so people find me. And if I have the time to give to them, I want to in some way to help them. And so there are stories that I can't always relate to you on the air. In fact, I'm thinking about one woman who I talked to yesterday. In fact, I think if I have time at the top of the next hour, I'll do that. Remind me, Don, I will do that. A four-year-old child now that has been destroyed, almost destroyed completely and utterly by pediatricians, not just one, but by many. And you know, the thought that you have to have a pediatrician, that's also a wrong-headed thing. And I'll be honest, I remember even my wife, He said, when we had our first child, said, well, we have to have a pediatrician. I was like, why, honey? We have to. Okay, I'm not going to argue with you. And we found a pediatrician where we lived that was holistically oriented. He was married to a doctor of chiropractic, and he didn't force vaccinations or hassle you if you didn't want to vaccinate your children. Well, why not take your child if you want to a naturopath, to a homeopath, to an herbalist, or no one at all? Oh, that's outrageous. You would say that. No, it's not. What's outrageous is that we've been convinced that basically the priestcraft of the Church of Biological Mysticism knows something that you don't know. You can read a book. You can figure this stuff out. And if you can't, yes, go seek out help. But seek out help from someone who knows what they're doing. When you find out, when I tell you about this story, oh man, it is a shocker. It'll show you how dunderheaded, how much of a degree is really a degree in the medical profession. Anyway, I'll hold off there because we want to get to Dr. Frank King. He's coming up next. My dear friend and supporter here of the Robert Scott Bell Show with the Healing Revolution each week. Ladies, breast cancer, anyone? Let's unload it. Let's get rid of it the right way. We're going to do that after this on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Dr. Frank King joins me on the Healing Revolution next.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Scott Bell Show.
Since the 1920s, people around the world have been using radio frequencies to safeguard the health of themselves and their families. Through this tested technology, pioneered by Royal Raymond Rife, researchers have found that specific radio frequencies can eliminate viruses, bacteria, molds, and parasites without harming normal healthy cells. Frequency technology could help millions now suffering from various infections, even arthritis, herpes, Lyme disease, and other painful chronic conditions. The BCX Ultra Frequency Instrument has been developed over a period of 30 years. The BCX Ultra is one of the most powerful healing tools ever. Turn ill health around. Enjoy life again. Start learning about the BCX Ultra today. Visit bioelectricsforhealth.com or call 1-800-936-6240. That's 1-800-936-6240. Call today and start the healing.
Did you know that your hormones can be rejuvenated without cancer-causing hormone replacement, including bioidentical HRT? This is Dr. Teresa Dale inviting you to take action with my natural homeopathic formulas. Get relief and balance back into your life. My formulas help heal a variety of health conditions, including menopause or low T. You know you have the power to heal your body and mind, and yes, my system and products will help you do that. They have been proven with thousands of people in before and after saliva tests. You can actually get a saliva test sent to you today, or just start using our formulas for optimal wellness. Learn more at wellnesscenter.net or naturalhealingpro.com, and you can always give us a call at 800-219-1261.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver Bioactive Silver Hydrosol is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, children of all ages, welcome to the greatest show on earth!
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Alive, it's alive, it's alive!
The masked man who outsmarted you and your gang is none other than
Robert Scott Bell.
You want answers? I think I'm entitled. You want answers?
Robert Scott Bell.
You see, we're on a mission from God.
I can always tell how fast the time is moving because we're right back here for some more Healing Revolution on Friday on the Robert Scott Bell Show. And guess who comes back every week to do that? Dr. Frank King from King Bio. Dr. King, always a pleasure to have you on board.
Robert, I think the pleasure is more mine. Thank you.
Well, that's nice to say. Listen, it's still this Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and honestly, I get so annoyed with the, we must be aware, we must wear a ribbon. It's like, well, why not do something with awareness, like truly prevent it, like acknowledge what we know, that the women that are suffering, and we true for men too, are suffering with a toxin accumulation in the fat tissue, the breast tissue, etc., that is causing abnormal tissue inflammation chronically. And eventually we see some of these cells becoming cancerous for their own survival. And instead of going, hey, that's Dr. Kim, we need to go attack and intoxicate women and radiate them. Why not detoxify them?
What a clue. You know, what has created the increase in cancer in the world is directly proportional to your exposure to foreign chemicals.
Yes.
You know, it's not, cancer does not manifest from sleeping with the window open unless you're living in LA or some other toxic place over many, many years.
Right.
So, you know, we all know, and it doesn't take
rocket scientists, as they say,
a high IQ to figure out that toxicity and cancer are directly related.
Well, yes, I think that's so clear. If we talk about awareness, none of those pink ribbons seem to raise that level of awareness, much less then direct people to clean up their lifestyle, clean up their diet. There's a big story in the news just this week about toxins coming in through seafood. Right. And this is something we, you know, you encourage the food from the sea. It has a lot of minerals, a lot of selenium. Yet now, of course, with the BP oil spill, remember that not too long ago. Now the EPA and the FDA evidently have allowed unsafe levels of these chemicals in the seafood. Where's the awareness on that in creating cancer?
Well, sometimes the dollars speak louder, you know, than the principles. And it's a very sad day, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And of course, we speak a lot. I mean, I don't think we can go a healing revolution without at least talking about some level of detoxification, but certainly in relation to cancer and breast cancer. If we look at this seafood study, and you know, this is coming through the FDA now, the researchers from the National Resources Defense Council, and they're basically saying the FDA is seriously underestimating cancer risk from these contaminants. That, of course, we would expect because they tend to be pharmaceutically oriented, not holistically oriented.
Yes, you know, the awareness is so important, but more so than broadening our awareness, it perhaps is what you're doing so well, Robert, and I appreciate that. You know, but we can also proactively begin to make a big difference. Just because we live in a toxic world doesn't mean we have to be succumbed by a toxic world.
Right.
There are so many proactive things to add to our awareness. And these proactive things, of course, is, you know, the tests have shown over, you know, numerous people that have had $35,000 worth of toxicity studies done, and journalists have done this in just their, you know, their explorative journalism.
Yes.
And have found, you know, 200 to 400 chemical, human-made chemicals, significant quantities within their bodies. This is the average person. This is, you know, none of us. We live on a, you know, organic farm. Mm. We eat primarily organic food. But still, no matter what, they will find these chemicals will still be within us, not as high of quantities. But when we fly, we will see certain levels of these flame retardants that are soaked in the seats of these airplanes. You know, we will obviously note and see higher levels of flame retardants and stain retardants just from flying in airplanes and sitting in these seats or in a new car.
Sure.
So these are reality. That new car smell might make you feel good, you know, feel better maybe about spending a lot of money for that car, but it's much healthier
right.
to buy a car that's a year or two old.
Yeah, I had a case a couple of weeks back. My wife wanted a new chair to sit in, and we, you know, went and got it, and I returned it. It was fuming so badly, but we ended up getting the demo model that had been sitting outgassing for a long time, and we were like, oh, man, we can sit in this chair. And then I liked the chair so much that I went and got another one just like it, but they didn't have another demo model. So what I did is I sat it in a room and ran an ozone machine to eat up the so-called toxins that it was outgassing. And it basically rapidly got rid of some of these poisons from the air so that I can interact with it in a much safer way.
Certainly. Yeah, we do a little study, Robert, and basically we were looking for a new mattress. And, of course, you know, everyone's talking about the sleep number beds or the comfort bed.
The comfort, I guess, and there's also the Tempur-Pedic ones.
Tempur-Pedic. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And we were laying on these different Tempur-Pedic beds. And, you know, we'd lay there and it says, give it the 5-minute test and your body sinks into this. But we kept testing these things and, you know, we'd muscle test ourselves beforehand.
Right.
And then lay down and we'll muscle test. And, you know, we couldn't hold our strength laying on these beds. Now, I don't know if we're getting into bridging any legal issues here, but I...
No, we can talk.
I think, as a physician...
Honestly, about outgassing.
My experiences where strong arms would just blow out when you are exposed to toxins. It's a classic reflex response that is well documented.
Right. So I would look here, in a sense, if you find, and a lot of people do find these different beds, they feel great, they eventually sleep on them, but if they're not sensitive and they're not aware like you to muscle test or do other kind of testing, they could be damaging themselves long term. And again, it ties back into the issue of breast cancer. And who's acknowledging that wearing a pink ribbon? They're not talking about that at all. So we would look at ways of detoxifying those materials, but we really have to detox our bodies as well.
Mm-hmm. And we went on and actually tested a lot of different beds. And they have a lot of what we call green beds, you know, out now that are made from all different natural substances. And a good number of those didn't test that great either. But we finally got to a bed, which I will not name right now, but that we all tested. We had some of our children and my wife and I, and we were checking. And, you know, so we found something that we all were testing well on, and that was the mattress we end up buying.
Beautiful. And, of course, now there's a growing movement, you know, outside of even organic produce, but organic fabrics, organic mattresses and such. So I think it's fascinating to see this. You know, that's where awareness is, I guess, transitioning into economics, because there's a need and people are now providing these things where, you know, you might have had to make your own in the past.
Yes, you know, some people think, well, that sounds pretty radical. Well, no, it's really not. It's being very conscientious and it's being wise, as I see it. The radical part is just blindly accepting all these new human-made chemicals that these things are made from and saturated through, and just blindly accepting those. Now, that's kind of radical and crazy.
Yes.
But, you know, I think we need to be proactive and really apply that's awareness mm-hmm. That is very logical. And that's the type of logical awareness that we want to promote and start challenging some of these things and not blindly accepting technology. There's a difference between technology and appropriate technology.
Yes.
And we are adding some appropriate to this technology and just testing to see if our bodies are responding properly, well, positively or negatively to these human-made substances. Mm-hmm. And that is, to me, high levels of wisdom and awareness.
Yeah, we're putting awareness into action, and this is a different level. I see a lot of the ribbon campaigns are putting awareness into, I guess, unconsciousness, right? You're trying to become aware so you become unconscious. We want to see awareness bring you into consciousness. Then you act on it, like the GMO issue. You know, this Sunday events around the country, or the Robert Scott Bell Show is going to be broadcasting live from one of those events in Hollywood, Florida, of all places, where, you know, millions are marching against GMOs and Monsanto and your right to know the labels as such. But nobody knew to read the label of a mattress to understand all the things that they're soaked in. And then you're breathing it in every night. And then, of course, one day, wow, on top of everything else, breast cancer. Now, are we definitively saying that bad mattresses cause breast cancer? Well, we haven't run the study, but there's no question that those synthetic chemicals that you reference are being found in the tissue, the breasts of those with breast cancer. And so
yes.
The link to me is incontrovertible. We know it. That's why we want to detox our, well, let's say, materials that we're around as well.
Certainly. You know, we developed here and to adapt to a certain realm of nature. But when we change that nature so dramatically, we begin to disrupt what we have, you know, our bodies were designed to adapt to. And you know, to me, it's quite logical, you know, to look at, you know, obviously things like GMO foods, like human-made chemicals that we are spending, when we sleep, well, is that a third of our life that we're spending here?
Yeah, it's a lot of time.
Yes. And so these are things that I find makes a big difference. And, you know, we can just blindly wait for the big C of cancer to show up, or we can start proactively doing something about it. And start testing ourselves and finding some of these chemicals, and our bodies will not respond too well through a simple little reflex test.
Yes.
That's a great tool to really prevent ourselves many, many problems and hardships that we don't need to have.
Well, I got to ask you, of course, we've done a lot of discussion on detoxification and specific pathways of elimination, as well as homeopathic support therein. If we're talking about a lot of these chemical exposures, whether it be for mattresses or otherwise, where would we go? I mean, I want to know directly. If I'm going to call King Bio and say, hey, I need a formula that addresses what I heard you guys talk about today on the Healing Revolution, is there one in particular, or would we have to run a test through a number of them?
You can test a number of them, or bottom line, we all know we have 200 to 400 human-made chemicals in our bodies. We already know that. You know, that's been consistent. If you lived on planet Earth, you have it. The polar bears have it. Not the ones in the zoos now. We're talking about the ones
in
up
the wild,
in the Arctic or Antarctic or whatever they are.
Yeah.
And these are issues that we can begin to proactively address and need to. And so why wait and play chemical Russian roulette in this world when we can begin to proactively pull these poisons from our bodies? That's simple and easy. It's not a hard thing to do. And you just simply take one of each of these formulas a month, you know, for about 7 months, seven different formulas. And that is a great way to begin to pull the poisons out, you know, from our bodies.
Great. Well, look, we need to take a break here. When we come back, I want to have Dr. King mention a few of those so you'll be aware of what exists out there. Also, what do we do if we're already dealing with a doctor out there, hopefully holistically oriented, that doesn't know about homeopathy as much as they might like to, how we can refer them out and get this information to them as well. The Healing Revolution continues here on the Robert Scott Bell Show with Dr. Frank King at kingbio.com. His number during the week, 800-543-3245, 800-543-3245. Coming right back with more powerful healing after this.
If you're looking for FDA-approved radio, you're listening to the wrong show. This is the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Pharmacological research from universities all over the world have proven that papaya supplements have tremendous health benefits. At the One Stop Health Shop, that's one-stop-health-shop.com, you'll find our international bestseller, Papaya Leaf Extract. Its natural probiotic formula supports your white blood cells, reduces oxidative stress, and strengthens your immune system. Papaya is one of the richest sources of antioxidants in the world and up to 20 times more powerful than vitamin E. One Stop Health Shop carries a large fermented papaya product selection. Our supplements are all natural, certified organic, GMO-free, and made right here in Australia. But they are shipped to you anywhere in the world free of charge. Take advantage of our limited time down under prices and order now. Don't wait. Visit the One Stop Health Shop. That's one-stop-health-shop.com for all your nutraceutical needs and get free shipping on all products ordered. one-stop-health-shop.com.
Hi, this is Robert Scott Bell, and I want to tell you about my great friends at Enterfood.com. Like me, the folks at Enterfood are fighting the good fight for your total health freedom. Their super green energy drink, Enterfood, is full of natural ingredients like spirulina and chlorella, which can improve your immune system and detox you from harmful radiation. Enterfood was voted best superfood by Mike Adams and the Southwest College of Naturopathic Medicine. Enterfood.com is one-stop shopping for all your health and survival needs. Try their meal replacement product for for those watching their weight. Organic immune support coffee, cocoa, coconut milk powder, and herbal tinctures for your every need. Innerfood.com now has developed a new survival preparedness pail packed with all organic, tasty, non-GMO foods to get you and your family through any disaster. All of these great products are now available to you for a 10% discount when you mention the Robert Scott Bell Show. Call them to order at 866-762-9238. That's 866-762-9238. Or go to our product page at Innerfood.com. That's Innerfood.com.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
The healing revolution continues with Dr. Frank King, as we do every Friday on the Robert Scott Bell Show. So glad to do that. And taking it to another level today on Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Of course, what we're really aware of are the causes and, of course, the ways to undo those causes. All right. See, I didn't even say cure. Oh, my gosh. He's safe. So it's amazing, Dr. King. But we talk about removing these toxins. I mean, there are very specific homeopathic methods we can do that.
Yes. Matter of fact, there's something that just popped up to me here, and it's in the FDA compliance policy guide.
Sure.
When it defines homeopathic medicines, these are registered drugs with the FDA, and these are the first of the natural products that have ascended to that credible level. And in the FDA compliance policy guide, they talk about a homeopathic product that is registered with them. You know, there's over 1,300 active homeopathic ingredients registered with the FDA as what we call in the homeopathic pharmacopoeia of the United States. And they say that these ingredients are designed, are reviewed for their safety and efficacy in the treatment. You ready for this word?
Yes.
Cure.
Yay!
Cure. Did I say cure?
Yeah, you did.
And mitigation or prevention of the following symptoms or conditions, according to the homeopathic principles in the FDA compliance policy guide, that have with no side effects and no known negative drug interactions.
But they seem to forget that sometimes, don't they, at FDA?
Yeah, you do forget the things that you don't want to deal with or do, or that maybe, you know, somebody – I won't go there.
No. That's all right.
But, yes, you know, there are solutions, the proactive solutions for these poisons. So we do not have to play Russian chemical roulette.
Yes.
In this world. And we can begin, and one of the ones right off the top is a detox product we have created specific for cosmetic and household chemicals.
Nice.
Now let's think for a moment, you know, whether you're scrubbing the toilet bowl with that pretty blue stuff or whatever it might be, the little Drano, to, you know, the other household chemicals that you are using, the towel grout cleaners that work so wonderful. Just spray it on your shower and, you know, and watch, you know, the grout clear up. That's all wonderful, and it might be killing some mold that's good, but it also, you know, we got to think of what is really in those chemicals and how they might be affecting the human body, the dynamics of living.
Sure, sure. And especially since there's an article out there I'm going to talk about people are not cleaning their hands enough, right? This is what they say. And, of course, it's sponsored by the manufacturers of all the chemicals to clean your hands. And we would like to see people clean up and have good hygiene, but not with toxic synthetic chemicals and perfumes, which add to the problem here again, which is why we're talking about the cosmetic household chemical detoxification formula.
Yes. You know, and then the cosmetics. When you think sunscreen, Robert, you know, wow, what a great idea.
Not really, is it?
And there's actual carcinogens in to stabilize these sunscreens so they'll have a long shelf life. Go figure. Carcinogens in the sunscreen. But all the other cosmetics that we have. Lipstick, I quit wearing it. I just boycotted lipstick.
I'm so glad to hear that, Dr. K. You know, I don't remember the last time I saw you in that.
Lip balms.
Yeah.
You know, you look at the average teenagers today and 20-somethings and 30-somethings. They have a long list package, a Ziploc bag perhaps. Now they have special designer bags for your chapstick. And they have this long collection of chapstick. And those are most all, 90-some percent of those are petroleum-based.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there's something that petroleum causes. Have you ever seen a petroleum spill on the ground?
Well, yeah. I mean, and it's kind of nasty. And it's also related, again, coming back to the toxic BP oil spill. They're acknowledging increased petrochemical absorption.
Yes. And there's actually a homeopathic product made from, you know,
that's
out,
right,
you know, from petroleum.
Yes.
But if you see a spill on the ground, it causes the ground to dry up and to crack. Now, in the provings studies that were done on homeopathic petroleum, and they use concentrations and what it causes in concentration, it can correct in homeopathic potentization. In the provings, it caused, petroleum caused the skin to dry up and crack and even seep fluids and blood.
Mm.
So, you know, from the honey-like sticky fluids from the cracks of your skin and your lips to, you know, bleeding lips. You know, this is what petroleum causes.
Yeah.
These lip balms are petroleum-based.
Yeah, they cause...
They're actually creating mm-hmm. addiction to petroleum. And what happens, it causes the, you know, the lips to dry up and crack and requiring them people to use, almost live on the lip balms.
Right.
And if they stop using it for a day, their lips begin to dry and crack.
Yeah, and that's all the more reason why we need to use the homeopathic petroleum or petrolatum in that form to help undo this, detoxify, and reduce that so-called addiction to it. And then, you know, we can genuinely help people not only to detoxify but have healthier skin as well, because these toxins are not helping out in this way at all.
Correct. And so this is just a few little samples of the many so-called, you know, creams and lotions and skin tonics and cleansers and things of this nature that are loaded with the chemicals. What, you know, just think for a moment and go read the list of the ingredients that they have to put on the label. That's not 100% everything, but there is a lot of rules where you have to list a lot of the ingredients, and you'll see this long list. And if you can pronounce them all, you get a star.
Yeah, exactly. But you also know, get a lot of toxins too.
A lot of very toxic substances that they're putting in there to give you, whether it's a smooth, silky feeling or to preserve the product so that it lasts a long time on a shelf, or, you know, what other effects it might, you know, short-term effects it might have, with no studies done on what the long-term effects are of these chemical agents.
Right. So we've got a cosmetic chemical household-type detox, which is fantastic, and it will work for so many things. Any other ones that you want to spotlight real quick? I want to talk about getting other doctors involved in this.
Well, when you start looking, and you can just go through a routine, take for a month, take the cosmetic and household chemicals, share it with your whole family, children, adults, teenagers, and everyone takes this for, you know, a month, say just, you know, once or twice a day even. And, you know, the one bottle will do help the average family. Then the next month you can go in and maybe let's try the food additives and preservatives. Plenty of those around. If you do eat out at all or eat any processed foods, these are inevitable on our planet. And so the food additives and preservatives is a great remedy to take. The next one would be the herbicides and pesticides. Much of this, you know, coffees coming from foreign countries, they don't have, you know, they spray those coffees considerably and very intensely in other countries without the same regulations that have been enforced here in the U.S.
Right.
The next one would be we do an indoor air pollution product. And this is something we, you know, whether it's rugs or carpets or upholsteries in your, you know, or our cars or our offices, the formaldehydes that's in our drywall and
I was thinking,
studs of our walls.
Dr. King, that sounds a lot like the mattresses that are outgassing that we can use this for.
Oh, definitely. The mattresses we talked about earlier. This is a powerful, powerful product. And it's amazing that you'll find increase in these outgases of different types, you know, flame retardants, stain retardants. We find these very intense in our infants and our pets.
And in
because
umbilical.
They're crawling around and on the floor with the carpet and the rugs more so than we are. And, you know, you'll see this increase in these arenas. So, you know, the kids are wearing these full jammies with the footies in them and all these clothes with these type of retardants in there is affecting our children and pets.
All right. So now we have the ability to access these things ourselves. But what about if we're seeing doctors, we're getting help from docs around the country, and they may be holistically inclined, hopefully so, but they don't know homeopathy is kind of intimidating. What do we do? How do we work with this? How can we get the doctors involved?
Well, we do, for many years now, we do license renewal seminars for many of the professionals out there. We have seminars for medical doctors, osteopaths, chiropractors, dentists. All professions are welcome. We're an equal professional opportunity provider of seminars. We do weekend seminars specific for professionals that really help train them, equip them, and how they can green up their practices in a real sense and begin to help their patients that are asking for this. And simple ways to get started to whatever level you are. You don't have to go back to school and become re-educated with another, you know, 2 to 4 year degree program. These are very easy to implement, very safe, has no side effects and no negative drug interactions. So it's a very no-brainer for any practitioner to say, well, maybe this should be my logical first choice in a medicine here or a procedure or a choice, you know, is let's try something that has no side effects or negative drug interactions, that is safe, that is designed to awaken your own body to heal. Let's start there before we go into the more invasive methods.
Yeah.
And this is, you know, the Hippocratic Oath in action. And so this is a great way for doctors. They can contact King Bio, and we can give them updates, and we can even set up seminars, whether it's using myself or other practitioners out there that have been well experienced with many, many years in this realm. And we go out and really help educate and equip doctors of all disciplines.
Sure. Great. So there, all my doctor friends out there listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show, want to integrate homeopathic medicine into your practice. You can do so safely. You don't need 10 years of study to do so. Dr. King and the good people there at King Bio will help you out. You can call them at 800-543-3245, 800-543-3245, kingbio.com. And Dr. King, we're just about out of time. This healing revolution goes fast every week.
It sure does, and it's an honor to be serving with you there, Robert.
Well, thanks for helping me rock the health world, as always, and I just simply remind everybody, as Dr. King helps me to do so every week, that the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott
the
Bell
Robert
Show.
Scott Bell Show.
Hey there, this is Mike. Got a couple of things you may want to check out. Did you know about the website counterthink.com? These are some really hilarious, freedom-oriented, health-oriented, even political cartoons that you got to check out. Counterthink.com. And if you want to know what's in your food, go check out foodinvestigations.com. where you've got a bunch of free mini documentaries, little videos there that you can watch that will show you what's in your food and what's not in your food. We talk about Total Blueberry Pomegranate Cereal made by General Mills. Did you know it has no blueberries in it and no pomegranates? We got the video right there on foodinvestigations.com. And if you really want to know what's in your food, your medicine, your personal care products, and so on, head over to naturalnews.com. We're publishing about 12 articles a day now, everything from healing superfoods to the dangerous chemicals in your products, foods, and medicines. Naturalnews.com. Check it out.
Why is it so many people suffer from so many illnesses today? Why don't doctors know how to help you?
Could it be that our doctors don't know how because there's a nutrition solution and they only know about drugs? Over 68 diseases are connected to a deficiency of glutathione. The missing ingredient to increasing your body's production of glutathione is cysteine. Raising your glutathione production protects you from cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. Nature's richest source of cysteine is unheated whey. Heating can damage much of the cysteine. One World Whey is the first undamaged whey protein on the market. Using One World Whey may support optimal glutathione production unlike any other food or supplement you've ever taken. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Things really suck, but you know what? If it wasn't for me, they would suck worse.
What are you talking about? What do you mean by that?
Robert Scott Bell.
No family making less than $250,000 a year will see any form of tax increase.
That's a lie. That's just an outright lie.
Why don't you tell the people the truth for a change?
Robert Scott Bell.
I don't know why people on the other side are so doggone stupid that they think that the federal government's going to produce jobs.
Stupid is, stupid does, sir.
I want to see that we guarantee that this generation is healthier.
You don't want to go to a naturopath or a homeopath? No. That's not approved by the government.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Boy, if you only knew all the people I talk to behind the scenes here on a daily basis, receiving the stories, hearing the horror stories of modern medicine and the doctors who basically inhabit it, and all the damage that is done to the people and to the children. Oh my gosh, just yesterday I took a call. I talked to a woman from Wisconsin. I'll just give you her, Diana from Wisconsin. And she's a mom. She has a four-year-old son, a little boy, who has, from the time of, well, not long after his birth, evidently had been diagnosed with some sort of skin rash. And they had, you know, I've said this many times, and I even said this to her. I said, the most dangerous thing you can have in America is good medical insurance. And some people don't get that. But if you've been through what Diana has been through with her son, you'll understand. And she understood immediately what I had said. The modern medicine doctors, the priestcraft of the Church of Biological Mysticism, the pediatricians, one after another, after another, after another. She went through a litany of doctors that she had taken her son as a baby to see because of these skin rashes. And each one prescribed an ever more powerful, yes, that's right, steroid cream, cortisone cream. More powerful and more powerful. And then intermixed with that, antibiotics. Now, 4 years this has been going on. I just get this call. I talked to her for the first time yesterday. And what a horrific story. She was at her wit's end in tears on the phone. And of course, what they had done to this poor child. I mean, this child now had thin skin throughout the body, external body, bleeding, cracked, dry skin, bleeding, horrific, uncontrollable itching. And I had to be honest with her. I said, listen, if you think what you can see is bad, you can only imagine what those dunderheaded doctors have done to your son's intestines. And yeah, you might say, well, Robert, that wasn't a good bedside manner. No, but she was ready to hear it. She was ready to hear, what can I do? At this point, she didn't know if her son would ever live a normal life as a child, a healthy child. She was right on that edge. She had been given up on the doctors. One more. They couldn't even recognize Candida albicans when they saw it. Doesn't exist to the medical profession, apparently. She told me that the pediatrician went, because she went to another doctor who was sort of like an in-between, a medical and a holistic homeopath kind of guy. He said, this is the worst case of Candida, systemic and everywhere Candida, that I've ever seen in my life, anybody of any age. And when she had gone back to the doctor, Lord knows why, they said, no, there's no such thing. No such thing as systemic Candida. These are the dunderheads that have licenses that are sanctioned by the state, whether it be by the FDA as a big scheme federally, or whether it be by the state licensing boards, which are just a group of big pharma minions promoting the exclusive monopoly of the drug industry, the drug pushers, of which the pediatricians are some of the worst. Now, I feel for this woman. I fell for this woman. I had to be straight with her, though. She was so upset, and rightfully so. She was in a health food store. Yes, she was in a natural product store getting set up. Somebody had told her about silver and some other supplements. And we talked about the fact that if this child is to regain health, that's something that he almost never had, that we would have to rebuild him. I mean, it was like, those of you old enough to remember Steve Austin, the $6 million man. Of course, now it would be the $6 billion man. But Steve Austin was built by mechanics, by bionics. And we were talking about rebuilding a body. And only nature knows how to do that. And I said, you know what we got to do here is get rid of all of the poisons in this child's body and give the body that which it needs to repair itself. And so we talked immediately about L-glutamine. We talked about silica, because these are critical components of rebuilding the connective tissue, the epithelial lining of the intestinal tract, as well as the skin itself. And they had introduced her to the silver hydrosol at this health food store. Thankfully, they must have been trained somehow. I don't know. I don't think I've been to Wisconsin to do any training, so I didn't do it. But somehow they knew. And to begin the road to recovery, I also mentioned some homeopathic medicines. I actually, you know, said by name, there's some very important skin formulas from King Bio. And, you know, we talked to Dr. Frank King last hour. The most difficult of the skin issues is, the uncontrollable itching. You know, you can't control yourself. You scratch till you bleed. I was there. I felt this woman's pain because I felt that child's pain because I had been there. I had lived that. Although, thank God, I wasn't put on as many antibiotics and cortisone creams, although probably near it. I was amazed that I came out of my childhood knowing what I know now. And I mentioned the remedy. Those of you who know about uncontrollable itching, the remedy is Mezerium. M as in Mary, E-Z-E-R-E-U-M as in Mary, Mezerium. And this is important. If you look for a skin rash, eczema type remedy, yeast, anything that causes uncontrollable itching, make sure that there's some Mezerium in there that will help to take some of the pain or itchiness or you know, the urge to itch away from you. Very important. And beyond that, of course, I talked about the role of silver in regenerating tissue, because this is a kid whose tissue has been destroyed, whose gut has been all but eliminated. And they've got him on nystatin to address the yeast overgrowth. Now, thankfully, there's no known contraindication between nystatin and silver, so that she could probably use both, but also the silver aloe in this regard too, to help heal tissue. And we talked about utilizing it locally as well, because it's not only the infection or the yeast, but we've got to reduce the inflammation to tissue. We've also got to accelerate the tissue healing, which is done because silver stimulates the dedifferentiation and redifferentiation of stem cells. And that's good, but we also need the substance, which is why I came back to the amino acid L-glutamine, as well as the trace mineral silica or silicon. And I said, you know, you could get a liquid one if you want to try, or you can crunch up the little tablets that they have at Alta Health Products. And by the way, Jonathan at choosetobehealthy.com has that, the Alta Health Product Silica. So I told her to stay in touch with me, because I didn't pretend this was going to be easy. The steps are simple. And of course, the probiotics are necessary as well. I just wanted to make sure she wasn't giving her son, you know, probiotics in yogurt with food coloring and sugar, right? You know, oh, this is loaded with probiotics. Of course, what kind of probiotics live in a sweetened area? Of course, you feed the bad bacteria at that point. I hesitate to use bad, but you understand what I mean. Now, the next phase, of course, the probiotic replenishment as well. And I'm, you know, very curious. Hopefully in a couple of weeks, I can report back to you if she does call back. I have a feeling she will. And she is now rightfully disgusted by the medical profession. And again, another child almost bites the dust because of medical arrogance, allopathic medical ignorance of these subjects and how to heal, how to promote genuine healing. And those who are ready to heal even know. And of course, this is the place everybody's going to eventually come to if they rely upon modern medicine. These doctors didn't even know what a systemic yeast issue was. Didn't exist to them. And all they could do, here's an antibiotic, ma'am. Here's a cortisone cream, ma'am. And they kept on going up and up and up in potency. Basically, when she came to the conclusion she couldn't go to the docs anymore, they had all but admitted, we've got nothing left. We've gone up the ladder. We can't go any higher. There's nothing more we can do. That's really impressive, is it not? They went to medical school, got a title of nobility. I mean, a title of nobility is, how do you call it? A medical degree. And they have a license and they poison children. If not that, then it's with vaccinations that preceded that may have precipitated this whole scenario of yeast overgrowth and candida. And of course, the skin conditions as the liver was overwhelmed in its ability to detoxify the body. And therefore, the toxins were desperately trying to escape through the dermal layers, the skin. So there are many things that we can do. I even mentioned calendula. There are creams. You can use, you know, tinctures if you dilute them to help heal the skin. And of course, the silver is the thing that is utilized even in third degree burn care centers. So it burns me up every time I hear a doctor say, silver doesn't work. It's not proven. Well, talk to the Shriners hospitals where they're taking care of the worst of the burn cases on planet Earth. And they're still using a silver-based drug, albeit a much cruder form than we talk about here, in utilizing a bioactive silver hydrosol. Listen, you know, the ethics. I mean, I don't find anything the medical community in this regard is doing is ethical at all. And so we got hooked up with some ethical society related to that story. Remember we covered earlier in the week with Mike Adams, the whole GMO thing? Oh, yeah, there's no GMOs in our stuff. We're Barbara's. We're the 365 brand. We're Kellogg's. No GMOs. Well, turns out there were. Well, we've got hooked up with some kind of ethical group. I'm going to find out what this is all about. I've got an interview. I don't know. This could get a little contentious, but I'm willing to go there because I want to find out what's the status of these cereal grains. Is somebody defending the GMOs in them? And then we'll talk to Liam Sheff a little bit later in the show and get some perspective on that and more. Remember, the GMO event's coming up. Be aware on Sunday, the 16th of October, wherever you are, and we'll be there. Live on the Robert Scott Bell Show on my GCN show on Sundays, 1 to 3 in the afternoon Eastern Time. Let's take a break. We'll be back with, this is Susan Lance, I think, from the Cereal Ethics Foundation. All right, stand by. We'll check it out after this.
Why do you listen to the Robert Scott Bell Show?
Bravery and integrity is amazing, and it's much needed.
I love, love, love your show.
I love the show, like all the things that you're doing with Mike Adams and all the writers at Natural News.
To be quite frank with you, I think the show is the biggest breath of fresh air we've found.
Call Robert now at 866-939-2355. That's 866-939-BELL.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including the 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Since the 1920s, people around the world have been using radio frequencies to safeguard the health of themselves and their families. Through this tested technology, pioneered by Royal Raymond Rife, researchers have found that specific radio frequencies can eliminate viruses, bacteria, molds, and parasites without harming normal healthy cells. Frequency technology could help millions now suffering from various infections, even arthritis, herpes, Lyme disease, and other painful chronic conditions. The BCX Ultra Frequency Instrument has been developed over a period of 30 years. The BCX Ultra is one of the most powerful healing tools ever. Turn ill health around. Enjoy life again. Start learning about the BCX Ultra today. Visit bioelectricsforhealth.com or call 1-800-936-6240. That's 1-800-936-6240. Call today and start the healing.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
All right, we're going to interview a special guest we were able to find on this story. Her name is Susan Landsteiner from the CEF, which is known as the Serial Ethics Foundation. Susan, are you there?
Hello, Mr. Bell. Thank you very much for having me on your program to discuss this important issue.
Well, you know, we're following up with you on a story that was broken through the Cornucopia Institute and then on Natural News. I, in fact, interviewed the health ranger Mike Adams on the subject. It was really quite shocking that it looks like a lot of natural foods are now contaminated with genetically modified organisms.
Yes, we are aware of that study at the CEF. One of the things that we have to keep in mind is a balance between progress in society and the desires and whims of activists. And we at the CEF value activism. Activism has always helped keep an eye on corporate.
You're talking about progression or progress in society. Are you equating, I mean, you're from the Serial Ethics Foundation. Are you equating progress with altering genetic integrity of food?
We try to keep an open mind. We try to be non-biased and non-judgmental. We have to understand that we in the West have been altering food for millennia. In fact, the tomato was once an edible berry. The potato was once in an edible nuisance in the ground. And apples also were inedible, hard, sour, highly bitter, and inedible, barely fruits. We wouldn't recognize them today.
But Ms. Landsteiner, you're equating going in and removing gene sequences and placing them elsewhere to what farmers have been doing for perhaps thousands of years by crossbreeding species to develop within the same, let's say, an apple tree and an apple tree, right? Versus what you, I just don't equate the two together. How do you see this as an ethical proposition?
Well, apples to apples. Perhaps we now find that by removing, for example, a hormone or pheromone from, for example, the sexual organs of a cuttlefish confers some viability to something that we have been consuming for millennia in a field in which it could not previously grow. Now, we at the CEF are not necessarily in favor nor opposed to technology. But I don't want to get lost in a philosophical discussion. But let's talk about the reality.
You're from an ethics foundation. Philosophy is the basis for what you do, is it not?
We are an ethics foundation, and as such, we act as a bridge for larger corporate interests to integrate with the general public and with activists.
I thought you were unbiased, though. Now you're telling me you're activating or active for the large corporations. Now I'm a bit confused by your ethics at the CEF here, Ms. Landsteiner.
Let's talk a little about the Cornucopia Foundation and where they're receiving their monies, for example. Now, they've investigated Kellogg's cereal.
Yes.
A wholesome breakfast cereal that's been enjoyed in America for 100 years. Barbara's cereal, which is a favorite among activists and progressives, and they've condemned these more or less because they found traces of genetically modified organisms.
Traces. In the Kashi brand by Kellogg's, they found a shocking, astonishing 100% of the soy used in the Kashi cereal. That's not traces.
Well, in the move towards genetically modified organisms, one of the unintended consequences of planting GMOs has been, again, the unintended cross-fertilization with GMOs. So while it may not be the intention of the Kellogg's Corporation to use GMOs, they support the American farmer.
These are global corporations that seemingly want to dominate nature rather than work with nature to provide good nutritional quality. What about the scientific evidence that these genetically modified organisms are even safe?
Well, Mr. Bell, you're asking a combative question, and I can only give a combative answer. Is this an experiment of some sort? Yes. But was growing making apples sweeter an experiment? Yes, it was. Was putting people on boats and leaving England and coming to America an experiment? Yes, it was. Is it an experiment to feed aspartame to animals? Yes. And like the animals fed aspartame, is it possible that some people will have grand mal seizures like the monkeys given the NutraSweet? Yes, but NutraSweet was eventually shown, despite the holes that it made in rats' brains, to be generally safe and acceptable, generally recognized as safe in America.
Steiner, I'm shocked that you're from an ethical foundation or a foundation above ethics, and you're describing horrific things like the use of a potential chemical warfare agent that was on the list at the Pentagon as a legitimate food product.
Well, Mr. Bell, I mean, Robert, aren't we exaggerating a little to call it a chemical warfare agent?
No, it was legitimately on a list at the Pentagon before it was approved by G.D. Searle, and then Monsanto eventually bought them. What was the man's name who was in government for a while, I think on the board of Searle? He served in the Nixon administration.
That would be Donald Rumsfeld.
Yes, Donald Rumsfeld.
Yes, he's a contributor to the CEF. We have many governmental agencies interested in creating a bridge from the American public. You know, there's a lot of misinformation being handed out right now by activists.
I think, Ms. Landsteiner, the misinformation is coming from Barbara's cereal, because they, you know, present themselves as an all-natural cereal, and to find out that half of their product contains genetically engineered corn, I think that's a problem. Ethical.
Mr. Bell, if you're...
Call me Robert.
Barbara's cereal is a wholesome brand, and we at the CEF enjoy Barbara's cereal. Now, again, they're supporting the American farmer, and the American farmer has made an overwhelming decision to grow genetically modified organisms.
Yes, but the American farmer is also showing higher rates of cancer than almost any other industry in the nation, much due to the genetic modifications and also the pesticide use. I suppose you're going to argue that pesticide use is also ethical in this way?
Mr. Bell, I don't know if I have to return to these very basic arguments. We are a population bordering on 9 billion people around the world. How in the world should we expect to feed people if not to engage in the use of the sciences just a little bit? What would you have us do? Return to communes and grow vegetables in little plots and sing and dance? We have a business. The business of the world is the business of feeding people.
Well, yes, feeding people is one thing, but when you're talking about poisoning them simultaneously with the very products you claim to feed them, and of course we talk experimentation, I mean, the way you talk ethics, I'm surprised you didn't bring up the experimentation on the Tuskegee Airmen or the Guatemalans with syphilis.
Mr. Bell, if you're going to go to those extremes. Now, a lot of people aren't aware, but it's thanks to the great work of people who gave their consent. And now, you may not be aware of this, but there was a recent congressional bill passed, 17775-V/S2879, which was passed in a secret session. So you may not be aware of it.
I've never heard of that.
Now aligns awareness with consent. And if you are aware of something, now by law you are giving your consent. And awareness is, the American public is aware of everything you're saying. And so they know about it, and therefore legally they've given their consent.
Wait. Ms. Landsteiner, you're saying, and is this the position, the official position of the Cereal Ethics Foundation as well, that if you can claim the American people...
We're a law-abiding foundation.
Well, I don't know whose law, because if you're equating, you're saying that the American people are aware of GMOs, therefore they have consented to eating it without their knowledge. What ethics school do you go to learn this?
Well, awareness was also defined, and awareness was defined as any American citizen or illegal alien resident who was breathing.
Well, this is a little extensive as far as this this reach I see here. I mean, are you next going to argue that because pink ribbons and aprons are everywhere, including Whole Foods, that it's okay to provide radiation scans without consent because they're aware that they exist?
We're not currently irradiating food or people at the CEF. We're simply trying to build a bridge between a progressive future and the public, and to meet and alleviate their concerns.
I don't understand this bridge. I don't think we need a bridge here. I think what we need is a chasm, because your lack of understanding of real ethics here is upsetting to me, because people, kids are being harmed. We're damaging gut bacteria, good gut ecology. They've already confirmed that the GMO ingredients are altering the gut ecology, literally creating antibiotics within our own gut bacteria. I don't see anything ethical about this.
Well, we agree to disagree.
All right. That's Susan Landsteiner, a shocking interview there. Thank you, ma'am, for being on the program. The Cereal Ethics Foundation, I don't know who gave them their authorization to exist, what law they're operating under, but certainly not an organization I would ascribe to. When we come back from this break, I'm going to ask Liam Sheff, conspiracy realist and investigative journalist, to join me to kind of debrief what we just heard there, because this is a kind of information that you don't often hear directly in the public or outside of the so-called egghead research institution meetings, policy wonk meetings in Washington, D.C. or New York City or something like that. And so we need to translate what we just heard. Even for me, I'm just shocked by the lack of ethics of an ethics organization. So we'll talk about this more on the other side of this break. You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show, talking about health, freedom, and healing, and overwhelming, hopefully, the ignorance of the so-called bioethicists that wouldn't know ethics if it smacked them in the face with an organic free-range egg. We'll be right back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Pharmacological research from universities all over the world have proven that papaya supplements have tremendous health benefits. At the One Stop Health Shop, that's one-stop-health-shop.com, you'll find our international bestseller, Papaya Leaf Extract. Its natural probiotic formula supports your white blood cells, reduces oxidative stress, and strengthens your immune system. Papaya is one of the richest sources of antioxidants in the world and up to 20 times more powerful than vitamin E. One Stop Health Shop carries a large fermented papaya product selection. Our supplements are all natural, certified organic, GMO-free, and made right here in Australia. But they are shipped to you anywhere in the world free of charge. Take advantage of our limited time down under prices and order now. Don't wait. Visit the One Stop Health Shop. That's one-stop-health-shop.com for all your nutraceutical needs and get free shipping on all products ordered. one-stop-health-shop.com.
Dr. Teresa Dale here with an urgent message for you. Are you seeking a natural solution for hormone balance? Do you now use any hormone replacement? Do you suffer from menopause or low T? Do you want results using safe, natural, and trusted products? We have thousands of test results proving the efficacy of our products. I created a proven homeopathic system and the only five-element saliva test in the world used by thousands of health providers and now available to you. Did you know there are side effects to using bioidentical hormones and any HRT? Don't wait. Get my five-element saliva test and get your hormones balanced. Don't risk cancer and other side effects. Call us, 800-219-1261. That's 800-219-1261. Or visit naturalhealingpro.com.
Why is it so many people suffer from so many illnesses today? Why don't doctors know how to help you?
Could it be that our doctors don't know how because there's a nutrition solution and they only know about drugs? Over 68 diseases are connected to a deficiency of glutathione. The missing ingredient to increasing your body's production of glutathione is cysteine. Raising your glutathione production protects you from cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. Nature's richest source of cysteine is unheated whey. Heating can damage much of the cysteine. One World Whey is the first undamaged whey protein on the market. Using One World Whey may support optimal glutathione production unlike any other food or supplement you've ever taken. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Robert Scott.
I'm a warrior, okay, and that's what I bring to the table.
Robert Scott.
What's wrong with us, anyhow? Have we gone soft?
Robert Scott.
All real Americans love to fight.
Robert Scott.
I am the champion of the Constitution.
Robert Scott Bell. Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
Normally, I wouldn't have someone on like that. Liam Sheff joins me now on the Robert Scott Bell Show. This woman from this, I can't even find reference to the existence of this Serial Ethics Foundation, Liam. It's bizarre, but what this is really exemplifying the thought form that occurs in these foundations, is it not? I mean, they call themselves ethical and they don't understand the definition of the word.
Well, they're front groups.
Yeah.
And she even said that we're here to interface between the corporations and the public and to alleviate the public's concerns or some such thing like that. In other words, a lot of the people that you see on Charlie Rose or listen to on NPR, see on PBS, anybody who gets on Fox News, even Mike Savage was interviewing somebody, a night or two ago, and he said, yeah. Oh, here's a former speechwriter for George Bush and Donald Rumsfeld. I thought, are you joking?
What was he doing?
I don't know. Why are you having a propagandist on to propagandize us? So,
right.
I mean, this happens all the time when media outlets are looking for people to interview. All you have to do is offer yourself up as an expert, and you say you're part of a foundation.
Yeah. Right?
And you file. I mean, you get money from a corporation. I think that she said that they were funded in part by Rumsfeld.
Right. If Rumsfeld's involved in there, of course, we know where this goes. These international groups that really, they profit off of sickness, disease, dying, and it's very profitable, whether it be military industrial or pharmaceutical industrial or agribusiness industrial.
Yes, absolutely. Well, this is what they do. They make money, and in order to hide their actions on the world stage, they dress up some little subsidiary of themselves. This also happens when a large corporation has a giant failure or something that's actionable. When Monsanto was being accused correctly of having killed a lot of people and poisoned a lot of the country with PCBs, poisoned the whole world with PCBs, chlorinated biphenyls, they split off their chemicals divisions into something, here's a funny name, something called Solutia.
Hmm.
Solutia was the solution to their problems because Monsanto was able to float above it and to be indemnified against recrimination because they had spun off their commercial chemical assets into Solutia. Solutia then was able to file for bankruptcy and was protected. I mean, they went away.
Yeah.
But Monsanto, the corporation that made PCBs and dioxin and any number of other things, saccharin, NutraSweet, well, they actually bought Searle, which was
right,
which made NutraSweet, and Rumsfeld took over Searle in order to get it passed, and it was through the great communicator Ronald Reagan.
Reagan was not going to pass it, but he was convinced, you know, for whatever reason, by his good buddy at that time, Rumsfeld, and then it kind of it changed all the way around, and then suddenly a chemical warfare agent became an FDA-approved food additive artificial sweetener.
Well, Searle put a new commissioner into the FDA for about 10 minutes, and I mean,
yeah.
Until they,
their own person.
So who, well, there was also somebody, Hayes, is overlooking the studies, you can. That's why I don't. If somebody says it's FDA approved, I run the other way. If somebody says it's got government approval, I say I would never use that, because in order to get government approval, you simply need government officials that you can appoint to the position who will do your bidding. That's why I don't trust any of these activist groups that come out in favor of some sort of, you know, fair dialogue about, let's have a reasonable dialogue about GMOs. You know, NPR will sometimes do that. They'll host dialogues, town meetings. They're not really town meetings. They'll just have a bunch of these experts. You don't know who they are. Somebody from some university. You don't know how much money they've received from these corporations. The reality is that when somebody comes out and speaks against something that's a giant corporate maneuver, a giant piece on a giant chessboard, and it's GMOs, these people are risking their careers and probably risking their lives. They're definitely risking their livelihoods. These are the people we should be listening to, the whistleblowers. They may not always be 100% correct, but their anxieties about their field is something we should take seriously. Jonathan Fishbein was one of them.
Yes.
You know, Vandana Shiva is another. She's world famous now, but she's been pilloried by these pharmaceutical companies. Fortunately, she's had the wherewithal to stand up against it. So, you know, don't trust us. We're experts should be the motto.
Yeah. Yeah, when you parade the experts, and this is, you know, we've talked about this, Liam. I always had this kind of feeling like, you know, petting a cat backwards when I looked at government officials. And it was just something in all authority, I guess. You know, that's why I'm the rabble rouser. Maybe some people claim I am. I looked at these authoritarians, whether especially if they came from, you know, the Ivy League or the innards of you know, Washington, D.C. elite. And I said, there's something wrong. Something doesn't smell right here. And I think learning, I guess, to listen to our spider senses, right, or listen to people that have the spider senses. As opposed to go, well, you know, the experts say that it's okay and let's just go with it. And then, of course, an ecological disaster ensues. And how many times in history have we not listened to the spider senses, whether it be in our own personal lives or for a country or a culture or a state? And it ended up being disastrous, like trusting BP to clean up after BP, you know, and then thinking the Obama administration was an environmentally friendly administration, and then finding out that they've doubled and tripled down on everything that people didn't like about the Bush administration.
Well, that's why nationalism is a failure. This country is too large to regulate from one place. If you can get into D.C. and go to the bars in Georgetown and know all the palms to grease and tails to wag and whatever else anybody wants to have done, and some of it's unspeakable, then you can get so much done in this world that you couldn't get done if you're the farmer in Minnesota, or was it Wisconsin?
Where was this person from? Or no, oh, the Wisconsin drudge. Yeah, I talked about this. This is shocking. Actually, we should revisit this together here. The judge in Wisconsin who says you have no right to own a cow or have a cow share, have organic raw milk. I mean, there's no right. No, that was on the 9th of September. And by the 30th of September, he resigned to go to work for Monsanto, basically.
Yeah, I mean, I think he should be arrested. I mean, this is just so blatant. Now, is it Wisconsin that did it, or was it Minnesota?
I believe it was Wisconsin.
This isn't a law then. I mean, nobody should take this law seriously.
Yeah.
Everybody should say, you know, that's actually not a law. People should just get together and say that we understand what happened. That's not a law. You can't do that.
This was Judge Fiedler, and he said humans do not have a fundamental right to own or use a dairy cow or a dairy herd, do not have a fundamental right to consume the milk from their own cow, do not have a fundamental right to board their cow at the farm of a farmer, do not have a fundamental right to produce and consume the foods of their choice, and cannot enter into private contracts without state police power intervention. I mean, this alone should have disqualified him from the judgeship immediately. I mean, somebody should have called for his removal. That he went to Monsanto, how are they letting him get away with that?
He can go to Monsanto if he wants to, but he was never a judge. Nobody in Wisconsin should ever, or forgive me if it's Minnesota, but nobody should.
No, it is Wisconsin.
Nobody in Wisconsin should take this seriously, and all people should get together and say, we don't accept that because this guy was clearly an agent of Monsanto at that point, and we're not going to abide by this, and the state police should agree and say, you know what, we're with the people.
Yeah.
We understand. We're not owned by Monsanto, and we have a right to drink milk that comes from the cow that we feed and we board and screw you.
Yeah. Well, and then you have spokespeople like we just interviewed. I mean, whether it's a fictitious conglomeration doesn't matter. I mean, the reality is these people actually exist. I don't know how they sleep at night. with their viewpoints.
You sleep with Lunesta.
Yeah, exactly.
That's who that's for.
Yeah.
I mean, these people at least have the integrity to take their own product. They're on all the Prozac and the Xanax and all the rest of that kind of stuff. They're totally drugged, and that's why their minds don't work. And that's why they can say two things at the same time. Number one, like Dr. Catherine Painter, who was the medical director of Incarnation Children's Center, who kept talking about the care of the children as she described cutting holes in their stomachs to put in tubes, to put in ground drugs if they wouldn't take the drugs. What drugs? Black box labeled drugs that caused the children to die. Why couldn't they take them? Because when they took them, they threw up. So how do you get the kids to take them? You drill a hole in their stomach and put a tube through it. She told me.
Oh.
You know, I have that audio, and that text is on the web. It was published in articles in the New York Press. It's well known. No one's ever denied it. It's never been denied. It can't be. The mainstream admits that this is what they do to children in pediatric so-called AIDS care. And this woman is telling me out of both sides of her mouth, one, we're very concerned about the kids when they throw up. It's very important that they continue to take the drugs. It's the same with the legislature now and the American public. They say it's very important that you do what we want you to, and we're very concerned about you. That's why we're ripping your guts out. That's why we're drilling holes in you. That's why we're doing it. Now, you can either listen to their words, you can either listen to the BS coming out of their mouth, or you can trust your spider sense. You can trust your gut instincts. You know when someone's up to no good. You know it. You know it deep down in your bones.
Yeah. Well, when this Susan Landsteiner character said awareness is tantamount to consent,
right?
What do you think of that?
Well, that's the way that a lot of these people act. They say, we have your consent. We don't need your consent. We don't need your consent to vaccinate your children because you're an American citizen. Therefore, we have rights over you. Or you consent by virtue of living in the state. You have to pay us most of your salary, or at least half of it, by virtue of the fact that we're going to do things with it that you don't want us to do. We have to get away from this national concept. We have, because we can't fight ethical battles on a national stage. It's very hard to fight them on a local stage.
Sure.
It's very challenging. In order to appeal a grievance even in your district or neighborhood, it's challenging. But when the whole thing is upended by a belief in these Ubermenches in Washington, and you know what I mean if you know your history,
yeah.
These super thinkers, these William Crystals, you know, of what was the paper that he used to run? Anyway,
the Washington something or other.
No. He was running the neocon paper, the William Crystals, or okay. The George Soros. Well, he doesn't publish, or you get behind the scenes and you find out who's pulling the strings and peddling the information.
Right.
Even the so-called accumulators of information on the web, like Arianna Huffington. I never thought much of her, and then she put out this internet web thing, and I thought less, and then she sold it to AOL, and I didn't have to think anything at all.
Right.
But people used to go, are you going to the Huffington Post? Yeah, I'm going to the Huffington Post. Why? To voice my opinion. To where? To the internet?
Yeah.
So people can write LOL, ROFOL, whatever?
Or diss you if they didn't like what you said.
Yeah, or call you an anti-science hater or a racist bigot because you actually want to nullify something that doesn't make any sense.
I'm glad you said that word again, nullify, because what you're bringing up is just what the 10th Amendment, Thomas Jefferson, James Madison said at the early days, that we were to have 50 grand experiments. Of course, they didn't know 50, but I mean, it was basically the concept that the states were superior to the federal government, that the people, went where they felt right, and the laws were made really more congruent to a group of people in an area. And now we've got this kind of a one-size-fits-all concept, not 50 grand experiments. And in that way, California passes a law that decriminalizes cannabis and, allows it for medical use, Colorado and some other states as well. And now the federal government, in the guise of the Obama administration, the latest incarnation, Democrat, Republican, same damn beast, and comes in and says, no, we're taking you guys out, despite the fact that the people of that state have said, no, this is not what we want, and nothing we're doing here is violating the federal constitution. So what are you doing? And that now we get to the point of why the 10th Amendment Center and the 10th Amendment movement is so very important here. And by the way, I want to remind you, in Jacksonville, Florida, on the Saturday, the 22nd of October, will be the next Nullify Now event. I hope that you'll be able to make it there. Tom Woods and a whole group of other people are going to be there. Jack Hunter, you've heard on this program, the Southern Avenger, will be there as well. So, nullification becomes the empowering aspect of realizing, first and foremost, we hold the power over that. and the states, but the states hold the power over D.C., and they are desperate in D.C. to deny that sense of reality. And then you'll have the uber libs or these so-called talking heads propagandists saying, well, no, that was settled by the Civil War, right? As if the fact that we killed 100,000, how many hundreds of thousands of Americans died? That settles it. You no longer have any rights.
Right. And as those states' rights would be the equivalent in Rachel Maddow's eyes, I guess, of bringing lynching back. It goes to this absurd hyperbolic level where people lose a grasp on reality. If you gave the rights that which the states already have to nullify something that the National Assembly, so-called Senate, you know, said that you have to do, we said, no, we're going to vote locally because we live locally. We right. actually have to live in the places that we inhabit. We can't live in the artificial blogosphere, money train, whatever it is, of Washington, D.C., which doesn't really exist anyway because all that stuff is funded by money coming in from Saudi Arabia, war bonds being sold backwards and forwards to Kellogg, Brown, Root, Halliburton, etc., paid to Blackwater. I mean, there's just this entire disgusting nexus that has nothing to do with where anybody lives. Nobody lives in this country where we live anymore because we're subservient to these artificial rulers. Mm-hmm. And so we get excited not about what we can grow in our backyard, but what the Steve Jobs company, may he rest in peace, can put out again in 6 months so that we have to buy another version of some damn phone that we play some stupid video game on. Where are we going? Mm. I know I'm ranting, but where are we headed? This society has become so uncivil, and we have such a – we don't even have – we're afraid to go to police now because local police are so corrupt, and they don't report to us. They report to some national assembly. They report.
Well, how many times, Liam, do you have like domestic violence issues, right? And that are legitimately a big concern. I don't deny that. But you come in there, and then the police come in and overreact and end up killing one of these people. And this happens all the time. And all you were seeking help, and now you can't even seek help from where it may even be legitimate. And so, yeah, you're right. Even on the local level, we've got great concerns about the corruption of all aspects of public servants. And now we have servitude, if you will, to the public servants, as opposed to the other way around. There's a superiority complex and an inferiority complex. And, you know, I've said the parable of they come as eagles, the eagles and chickens, right? If you can convince an eagle that was born in a chicken coop because somehow it got lost, I don't know, the egg rolled out, and born in a chicken coop, raised as a chicken, it looks up at the sky and says, gosh, I wish I could soar in the sky like that eagle up there. And it always could, but it was convinced because all the other chickens said, no, you're a chicken. You're going to scratch around the dirt. And literally, that level of hypnosis or programming is in place right here and right now in America with the American citizenry.
I agree. I was listening to people are going to wonder who I am and why I listen to these things. They turned on Glenn Beck for, I don't know, 10 minutes because I was trying to hear when the rapture was coming. But I turned it on for 10 minutes and, you know, he gets like half right and half wrong in every sentence. It's an amazing thing that he can do that. So he's banging away on the Wall Street protesters for being, you know, silver spooned and needing handouts and not understanding anything about America. And then somebody is criticizing something maybe the Wall Street, somebody else is criticizing them and he's saying, wait a second. No, they're criticizing the Tea Party. Somebody else is criticizing the Tea Party and saying that they're essentially doing bad things for America. And he's defending the Tea Party wholeheartedly. And I'm saying, don't you understand, Mr. Beck, that even though you don't like the so-called radical left protesters that always come to protests, that yes, want handouts and yes, want socialism, that they're a minority. They're not. The majority of people going to a protest on Wall Street have seen trillions of dollars stolen from the American people in the future. The future. Yes. And that's our future, that we're now indebted to bailing out something that didn't need to get bailed out, that should have been allowed to go down the toilet already.
Right.
Corrupt, defunct systems. And he's defending the Tea Party, but he can't find his way to go, you know what? Maybe we should be protesting Wall Street. Maybe we should be protesting the Fed. I think he even gets the Fed thing.
Yeah,
but
he seems to.
These guys, sometimes they take their marching orders, and he's free of it now.
He should know better at that point. You're right. It's a very good point because he's left Fox News to be on his own. And yet, if he's still playing that game, there's something bizarre going on in his head or under the table, so to speak. That's why I've always been suspicious of him, even when, as you said, he's in one sentence, half right and half wrong. That's a talent.
It is.
I mean,
he's a talented radio guy, and he's fun to. He says too much, but he's okay to listen to, and he's got some good guys around him who are comedic.
Yeah,
but I always hear. There's just, I always hear rapture coming through. Just a little bit of rapture coming through. Like, someday it'll all be over. Like, wait a second. We actually have to live here. You know, don't be too idealistic. We actually do have to pull back from the Fed. It's okay for liberals to protest, even though they've gotten a lot wrong. How much have conservatives have gotten wrong? Mm-hmm. How many secret wars were run under Reagan? More than any president up to that point. Nobody likes to talk about that. The great communicator signed more NSDDs, National Security Directives. He did. It's just a fact. I mean, how about George W. Bush? People who hate Obama so much, plenty they're not to like. He's an empty suit.
Yeah.
But people who, they go, they're like the Laura Ingrams of the world, they're so excited. Oh, I wish we just had George W. Bush. Really? An inarticulate ex-cokehead, reportedly, who dropped out of the National Guard, reportedly. Boy, they ruined Dan Rather's career over that. That seemed totally true.
Yeah.
That he was bailed out of everything. Can we just stop playing this game where we worry about liberal and conservative? Can we get back into our neighborhoods? Can we actually care about what?
Where can we come together on this?
We got to invest in our. Somehow we have to care more about our local city hall and our local home and our ability to grow things in our backyard than we do about what Washington says about green tea. Mm-hmm. We can't care about it anymore. It's irrelevant. It doesn't matter.
And now there are opportunities more and more. And, you know, this through the technology, perhaps to bring us back together.
And we got to get the police on our side. There are good police.
Yeah.
Believe me, I know it. Mm-hmm. There are good people who go into the police and they remain good people. And yes, there's a lot of corruption in law.
How do you find them, huh?
They are listening. They are listening and they are out there. And they need to stand up in their barracks and say, guys, I'm not walking with you on this.
Yeah.
I'm not going to do it. I'm not arresting people for drinking milk. I'm not arresting people for making green tea smoothies. And I'm not arresting people for I'm not even taking it as a civil complaint.
Right.
They can grow anything they want. And I mean anything they want in their garden. Anything.
Yeah.
Police have to, we have to have an independence of thought. We have to have an independence uprising in this country, or we are foobarred.
Yeah. Well, it may be starting this Sunday. You hear we're on the Healing Revolution on Friday over the weekend. A lot of events leading up to the, because of the march or GMO awareness, if you call it that, but basically labeling the right to know and millions against Monsanto, etc. Sunday, what is the date on Sunday? It'll be the 16th. Sorry. We're trying to keep up with our dates here. 16th of October around the country. We may hear Jeffrey Smith on the Robert Scott Bell Show, but I'll be live at the event. Liam Sheff will be there doing a presentation as well on the history of Monsanto in Hollywood, Florida. There'll be other events around the world, so please check your social network on websites. We'll see if we have it linked up as well at robertscottbell.com. Liam Sheff, always a great pleasure to have you on board, even if we have to cover some very ugly subjects and topics that really cause us to strain a bit as we reveal what our soul, so to speak, are needing to release.
Yeah, well, to quote the poet, you got to fight the power.
All right. Well, I got one more segment to wrap up today's show. Thank you, Liam. Thank you all for being here. RobertScottBell.com, 866-939-BELL. Stand by. We'll be back with more healing after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit SovereignSilver.com.
With natural and man-made disasters and economic turmoil, if we don't get well prepared, we will most certainly regret it. Good readiness must include storage of high-quality food that will build us up rather than tear us down. Much of the storable food available is full of bad fats, salt, sugar, nutrient-poor refined foods, and even MSG. In response, EnerHealth Botanicals has created our 40-day and 40-night 100% organic preparedness pail. It's GMO-free and has a 10 to 20-year shelf life if stored at 60 degrees or less. Some of the items need cooking, some can be eaten dry, while some can be soaked and sprouted. These are selling out fast at 1/3 the price of storable food packages. Call us at 866-762-9238. That's 866-762-9238. Or go to enerfood.com, enerfood.com. 866-762-9238. Or go to enerfood.com.
The information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
So what have we learned today on the Robert Scott Bell Show? If a judge rules against you in regards to your right to drink raw milk, something so obvious that even a dunderheaded judge could figure it out, you can bet they're in the pocket of Big Pharma or Big Monsanto or in some way corrupted. Because even stupid people have some semblance of humanity. And this judge in Wisconsin that ended up leaving the bench 2 weeks after he made that ridiculous ruling against the people of Wisconsin. And I say that right, don't I? Wisconsin. Ended up leaving to work for a law firm that supports and defends Monsanto. And I'm sure he's doing quite well economically. They used to string people up by their toes for doing the things that that judge did. That's one of the things. Corruption. Now, we see the sit-ins on Wall Street, Occupy Wall Street. Do they understand the level of corruption? That it is government being so powerful that facilitates this level of corruption. If you take away the power from government, you take away the power from the corporations to run roughshod over your rights. And, of course, understanding that these artificial creations of the state are corporations of which they try to convince you you are one of them, except the real artificial ones have more rights than you. You can't kill people without paying the piper, can you? But pharmaceutical companies can. Monsanto can. And they go right on ticking, so to speak. Well, that's one of the big things that we learned today, certainly. We also covered the Dr. King segments of the Healing Revolution, where we talked about a little bit more of breast cancer, but really emphasizing the toxicity, the toxic exposure for which we are all confronted to varying degrees, greater or lesser, whether it be from airborne particles or fumes, or whether it be from food and drugs. And of course, like yesterday's show, where we talked about the difference between synthetic chemicals parading as food, like vitamins, and that which is really food, like sea vegetables, for instance, sea vegetation versus, right? Or if we talk about selenium here, you know we're talking about it in a form that is in food. So it's designed by God, basically, to be absorbed and utilized and processed and excreted appropriately. And then we talked about, well, the woman this hour who I talked to yesterday, Diana, and not on the air, this was off the air, I just related to you, another casualty, almost total casualty of the war on humans that Big Pharma has through their representatives, the pediatricians. Assaulting kids first by vaccination, now that we know, 200 to 500% more chronic disease. I would have said that was low, but I know just from my experience, it's very true, that the vaccines start the downward decline into a lifelong dependency on the drugs of Big Pharma, the medical police state. And the answer is not bigger government, not more regulation. The answer is freedom. The answer is freeing up all the healers to heal, eliminating the medical monopoly and the med. And if the Wall Street sit-iners don't get that, they're asking for further enslavement, a stronger police state. We need a police state to police. No, you need a police state like you need a, you know what, a drone in the behind. The only thing we want you putting in your behind here is organic coffee or green tea so you can detoxify your liver and see clearly, think clearly, act clearly on the information that you get at naturalnews.com and on naturalnewsradio.com here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, so that you're empowered to bring the healing back where it belongs, that is to you, your family, your friends, your neighbors, to all the kids who have been abused by the medical profession over the many years that it's been around and dominant on planet Earth. This is for you. The Robert Scott Bell Show is for you. If the old people are abandoning liberty, we're here to help you regain it. Hope to see everybody, so to speak, on radio on Sunday during the non-GMO event. And, of course, back here, Advanced Medicine Monday on the Robert Scott Bell Show right here on Natural News Radio. Thank you all for being here. The power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey there, this is Mike. Got a couple of things you may want to check out. Did you know about the website counterthink.com? These are some really hilarious, freedom-oriented, health-oriented, even political cartoons that you got to check out. counterthink.com. And if you want to know what's in your food, go check out foodinvestigations.com, where you've got a bunch of free mini documentaries, little videos there that you can watch that will show you what's in your food and what's not in your food. We talk about Total Blueberry Pomegranate Cereal made by General Mills. Did you know it has no blueberries in it and no pomegranates? We got the video right there on foodinvestigations.com. And if you really want to know what's in your food, your medicine, your personal care products, and so on, head over to naturalnews.com. We're publishing about 12 articles a day now, everything from healing superfoods to the dangerous chemicals in your products, foods, and medicines. Naturalnews.com. Check it out.